You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
All right, welcome back. You're tuned to BFM on this Wednesday afternoon, and we're lucky enough to have some members of Pussy Riot in the studio with us. The Auckland Fringe Festival is on at the moment, and Pussy Riot are going to be performing at the Auckland Town Hall on Friday night. They're putting together a show called Pussy Riot Riot Days, and we just thought, what on earth is this?
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello. Thank you. So, Riot Days is a performance, a concert based on my book, which I wrote and which was published already in seven or eight countries.
Right.
And it's actually my book on the stage, and it's a story from the first action of Pussy Riot to my last day of prison, where I spent 2 years. For the performance Mother Mary Banish Putin, which we made in Cathedral of Christ the Savior, 2012. Well, regarding the form, it's a combination of manifesto speaking, electronic music, saxophone, trumpet, and...
Oh, so it's a little multimedia kind of film performance.
Yeah, but... But firstly, it's a story. It's a story, and we're sharing the story on manifesto way to inspire people to do their, you know, own protests and riots, because we believe that some examples from what happened with us can push people to even think, what do they have here, for example, and which we, for example, in Russia don't have.
Mm-hmm. Now, Marcia, you and Pussy Riot have been one of the loudest voices in voices for freedom of political expression in Russia. Has the situation improved in the last 10 years in Russia itself for freedom of political expression?
No, situation unfortunately became worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like really worse, because criminal cases like ours are not surprise or scandal anymore. It's happened almost every month. People are going to jail for several years. People are tortured. Some of, you know, oppositioners were murdered just because of the, you know, political goals. And part of Riot Days is also a campaign for political prisoners who are now behind bars, because we're helping them, helping families and lawyers with money. It's became worse since the annexation of Crimea, since the spring of 2014. Mm-hmm. Really militarization of propaganda, who call enemies of the states, enemies of the state, all those people who are not agree with general line of Vladimir Putin, and also very, you know, strict censorship of everything which is, you know, not serving regime of Putin.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about art, for example.
I was also sort of thinking about the role of the Orthodox Church in this, because from a New Zealand perspective, I wouldn't necessarily think of Russia as a particularly diverse country as far as, you know, different religious beliefs go, because I sort of hark back to like a communist era where there's not a lot of religious freedom. But it almost seems like that has stayed true, because the Russian Orthodox Church has retained a lot of power and has squeezed out, and it's been really harsh on a lot of other religious beliefs. Is that still the case?
Well, you're totally right. During the Soviet Union periods, which is almost a century, Christianity was banned, and especially at the beginning, like at 30s, during the Stalin's time, priests were shot, people were sent to death or to labor camps for years and years just for their beliefs. And it's a big tragedy for our country, for my opinion, that now Russian Orthodox Church promote as a president KGB agent, KGB, let's say, officer whom Putin used to be before his presidency, because KGB is the organ, is a structure who actually repressed the church.
Right.
Mm. And that's what we actually sang in our song, you know? It's not against Orthodox belief. It's not about, it's not against Christianity. It's actually about Christianity itself.
How long has the Riot Days performance, how long have you been performing for? Have you been touring it around quite a lot? Or
Now we have a tour, yes. Yeah. And we are in the tour already a month. Mm-hmm. We had 22 performances.
Rad, cool.
Yeah.
Are you finding any places around the world that you draw a similarity from what you see in Russia?
Yeah. I mean, some things you always can find very similar. Somewhere it's corruption.
System, yeah.
Yes, system. Sometimes, well, we've just been in Italy and Spain.
Right.
And, for example, in both of these countries, problems with, you know, corruption and some hidden things in the church, and also, you know, censorship in Spain, for example, as well. Censorship in media, I mean. So yeah, you always can find some parallels.
It seems like such an interesting situation, because you've, on one side you've got the West, you've got the US and their democratic system, but that doesn't seem to be working either when you look at Trump shutting down the government just to get his way. It's, you know, from the East looking at the West, it seems like neither system particularly works very well. So do you have any sort of tips or thoughts on where we should look to try and find a better mix of political system or government? Do we need like a, I know this is a quite a tough question, but do you think we need to make things smaller, maybe go for smaller government?
I don't believe in an ideal government, honestly.
Yeah, right.
Maybe because I'm from Russia, who used to be a Soviet Union with Lenin. I don't believe like in heaven and the earth. But I believe in communities, really. And I believe that, you know, human solidarity of people. And through our case, I've seen that it worked, really. Because there was not one or two like big people who just spread information about our case. It's just people who shared this. And every time I'm going somewhere, I meet people who, like 6-7 years ago, made something to make Pussy Riot case loud.
That's cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Power of the peeps.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I guess the show's on Friday. Are you doing anything else? Are there any other sort of places that people can meet and talk to you?
Sorry, we just are on our legs since 8 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we really appreciate you coming in.
And we are really like late birds. We are coming to sleep very usually.
But yeah, you'll be fine by Friday. You'll be good on Friday, no doubt.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right. Hey, so everyone, you can still get tickets to the show on Friday. It's at the Town Hall as part of Auckland Live's Fringe Town, a 6-day Auckland Fringe extravaganza at the Auckland Town Hall. This is a really unique opportunity for you to get in front of a band, and I guess a performance piece which is really unique and spreading a wonderful word out there. So get involved, and thank you very much, Marcia and Sasha, for coming in and having a chat to us here at BFM. It's greatly appreciated, and all the best.
Thank you.
Right on. Sounds like a radical situation. Enjoy Friday. Also, by the way, Unsanitary Napkin will be opening up for Pussy Riot, so check it out.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.